Correct. It's an old injury. He jammed it on the field today near the end of practice. Just stepped on the back of one of our receivers' foot. So just being cautious, and we sent him up to the training room for some rehab.
Was that why you have to list him on the injury report? Because when he leaves practice,
we're like following that. The rules. Yes.
Yeah.
Was it a painful injury right away? Was it a painful injury? Did it seem like for him right away?
Didn't have a lot of discussion with him. He's played through a lot of injuries here, and just felt that it's important to get some treatment and have it evaluated as soon as possible.
Mike, is this going to be the plan with Chad to kind of just go through that Friday rest like you did in the past?
This is the normal procedure for Chad Clifton as far as practicing during the padded work. Wednesday and Thursday, and give his, his knees a chance to recover on Friday. It's the same plan we've used in the past.
Mike, where do you think you're at with the cornerbacks going into Sunday's game now with Charles' injury and not having Brandon available?
Well, Brandon's he's not ready yet. Knowing Charles Woodson's history, I think he'll be out there ready to go on Sunday, and I really like to. Work of Tremont and Sam, and I think Patrick and Jared have had good work too. So we're ready. It's been a good week of preparation. So
how comfortable are you at outside linebacker with Jones and Matthews getting the week of practice?
Look good. They both were full participants all week. They're ready to go.
I know it's not the ideal thing that they didn't.
What was the first part?
I know it's not the ideal thing that they didn't play much in the preseason, but they're young guys and all. But are they okay with just the week's work?
We're ready to go. I mean, there's nothing. I can't change the past. I can't change how the preseason turned out for both players. But I'm confident that we'll be ready to go when we get up there Sunday.
Speaking of being ready to go, what about your running game?
You mocking me here?
No, not at all. But your running game probably you didn't get as much work as you might have liked in the preseason. Too, just the way things worked out. What gives you confidence that that's going to be ready to hit the ground running?
I mean, practices count, in my view. It's all part of the training camp process that I talked about throughout the whole training camp. There's phases that you go through that are important that you hit targets. The first part is the installation phase of it. It's a very competitive time. Defense is installing, the offense is installing. Sometimes you're running the ball into bad looks. Which to me are good opportunities because sometimes football isn't always about being right schematically. It's an attitude, it's a technique, and it's a mindset. So the padded work we have throughout training camp, the opportunities we did have in the preseason games, we feel confident where we are, and we're going to exercise our game plan for the Eagles and go up there. I have no qualms about run protection or passing game going into this game.
Mike, what kind of challenge do their return groups present for you, and what have you seen this week in practice? Because special teams are something in this bag when you play in the preseason, but in practice now that you've set your units, what have you seen that gives you confidence going in?
Well, we expect special teams to be a big part of the outcome of this game, no question. I think DeSean Jackson is a special player. Just watch him in the punt return all week. I mean, he's gifted. He's special with the ball in his hands. And we expect the multiplicity that they've shown with their special teams units because of the history of Bobby April, originally coming from Buffalo. So there wasn't a whole lot in the preseason, which is the norm. But we expect to be challenged on special teams.
Like, they use Jackson on returns, and he's probably their best receiver. And now you're looking like you're going to use Tremont at least on punts. And you made the comment earlier in the week about how you used Woodson in 07. Is that you really believe that that's worth the risk because of the potential that you can have good things happen? It just, I think personality-wise, you can either be really conservative or you can go for it. It would seem like your thought process on those returns is a little more toward going for it.
Today? I mean, it's because of where we're lining up. I'm not sure what your question is.
You kind of went for it in 07 by putting a guy like Woodson in that position. Now, given what you've got, you're doing it again. You could have probably been safe and just gone with Jordan or whatever else.
Well, I mean, safe is because you have a returner that's not a starter, but you know the competition for the particular position is really the most important factor when you make those decisions. And we feel strongly that we're putting our best players out there for the return game. And, you know, Jordy Nelson and Brandon Jackson in the kickoff, and Tremont and Greg Jennings on the punt. So I understand, you know, fully, just like you do, because you asked the question, their responsibilities as starters. But you know, you have more than 11 starters in this league. So we made a commitment to special teams. I felt in the past that I probably didn't spend enough time as far as meeting time, practice time. We've increased that. We increased the competition throughout training camp, which maybe held us back a little bit, you know, gaining continuities in certain phases. But, you know, we put a lot of effort into getting the best players on our football team that can contribute to special teams. So, and that's no different to return position.
Mike, yesterday Scott Wells talked about how the starting five up front basically work together all their reps through training camp and preseason, and how that helps going against a defense like Philly that they like to do a lot of stuff. Can you quantify how much that means going through a whole summer together and then being able to handle a defense like that?
I agree with Scott Wells. I think anytime you look at an offensive line that's playing in sync, that's a huge part of being successful on offense. The best offensive lines that I've been a part of are ones that have the ability to, you know, start 16 games and 32, and you start having the opportunity to really get into a rhythm, handle the challenges that the defenses you know, present to you, and make the adjustments. Because it, you know, people think that you're out there making adjustments by first making a call. I mean, those guys don't have time to make calls. I mean, it has to happen, you know, happen on the move, and a big part of that is the continuity that they're able to establish through training camp. I definitely agree with Scott.
How concerned are you about Neil, and how ready do you think Justin is if you had to have him be your fourth?
Well, Justin's been part of the rotation all week, so he's ready to go. Fully anticipate Justin to be up, you know, when we met Monday. So Mike Neal is also part of that. We're going to give him every opportunity. He'll be a game time decision. So, you know, Mike's had a very good training camp. Has really, you know, improved all his opportunities. So we're going to give Mike Neal every opportunity up till game time to get ready.
From getting to 53 to 45, I assume injuries are the big part of that. But what other things go into that decision?
Well, a lot of it is, you know, special teams. You know, frankly, it usually comes down to special teams and how many, you know, how many people you can carry from a perimeter standpoint throughout your personnel groups. You know, what your plan is that week. So, but at the end of the day, when it comes down to two individuals, special teams is usually the biggest factor.
That you do a pretty tough decision, or is that kind of cut and dried?
Oh, it's very tough. It's very tough when you have a healthy football team. It's very disappointing, and it's hard. And you would expect it when you sit down and you have to tell one of your players on Sunday that, you know, they're not going to line up and play in the game. So we try to create as much competition during the week for those final spots, because I think any time you can keep, you know, competition in your environment, particularly your practice structure, I think it's very healthy for your team. So we don't just draw up, you know, the 45 players on Tuesday and say, hey, this is what we're going with. That's not the way we operate. We have as much competition between 45 and 53 as we can during the course of the week.
Mike, is Martin, is that just a little bit like Clifton?
Derek Martin would be the same classification from a medical standpoint as Chad Clifton coming off the surgery last year.
Can there be too much emotion going into this game, or do you just let the players get as high as they want before game time? Do you have to temper the enthusiasm to make sure guys aren't overexcited?
I agree with that. I think it's all part of the maturity of your team, the maturity of your coaching staff. So I feel we're in a good place mentally right now. And it's important when you go on the road to really focus and be ready for the waves of emotion, the momentum swings that occur more so, in my opinion, on the road than they do in home games. So I feel like we're ready for that.
I think you're 18-14 in the regular season and road games, so you've been really good. What is it, are you tweaking anything in your approach to road games this year, or do you stick with what's worked as well as it has?
Well, I'm a big believer in regularity when it comes to our football team. As far as how we operate from a scheduling standpoint, you know, having 11 new members of our football team. I went back to year one, just as far as the scheduling, the philosophy of the scheduling, why we leave when we leave, where we stay, how we operate on the plane, all the way through. What my expectations of our arrival to the city, what happens between that time and the chapel service and so forth. I think any time you become complacent, starting with the head coach, that's something that, addressed it hard the first year. I addressed it again the second year, and just, hey, we've all been together the third year and the fourth year. So I just felt it was real important, especially with having 11 new members of our football team. But our routine, our blueprint works. So we're pretty much staying with the same schedule.